John's whipped up a hot dog galore. Is this something that is on the menu? Is this on the menu over at the new place?
That's on the menu.
I drove by your joint last night. I was on my way to a little Halloween gathering. I didn't get a chance to pop in. I will be in there soon, though. I promise.
Well, you missed all the fun last night.
Did you have a... are we out of microphones? Here, use this one. Grab that one. Did you guys have folks out? Did you dress up last night?
Oh, yeah. We had a costume party. We had costume karaoke.
Oh, my invite must have been lost in the mail.
Yeah, it was called Gangster's Paradise.
Gangster's Paradise?
Yeah.
Was Coolio there?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
What did you...
Actually, it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of people dressed up and a lot of people singing, and I think me and Sean got out of there at like 2 a.m. this morning.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That happens. That happens.
Yeah. You're the West Little
How, again.
King.
Really? how are things going? You being well received in the neighborhood over there?
Yeah, it's been great, and it's we got some great people over there, and we've served up some good food for them, and the atmosphere is just awesome. A lot of people tell us they love the atmosphere, so it's been great.
I'm gonna get in there this weekend, this very weekend.
Okay.
And I have to go to town. I have to go to town this weekend. I'm still gonna find time to get in there. That's how I roll.
Well, the dogs that we have here are from New York. They are true. Authentic New York dogs from Rochester.
So you're doing New York pizza and New York dogs.
Absolutely. Well, we got a New Yorker here. What
These
do you think?
These are imported dogs?
They are. Imported. We have them shipped in from Rochester. You cannot get them anywhere.
Say, Rochester, say. The dogs are coming in from Rochester. That's what I'm told.
A million of those.
Tell me what you think about that double barrel sauce that's on there.
It's quite the kick in the pants. Yeah. I'm telling you right now. He's in business with a fish disease. You can see him courtside at all the Heat games.
What do you think about that over there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Those onions are going to talk back to you in about 30 minutes, aren't they?
Pretty good.
Open a window.
Pretty good.
It is excellent.
Yeah, the meat sauce that's on there is called double barrel dog sauce, and it has like, like 14 different spices in it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm from Rochester.
Yeah, it's also a kind of a New York thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
What can you run them down for me?
Secret
recipe?
Oh, no. Okay. You got to come and try it out.
Just trying to Jedi
Remember,
mind trick you
we
there.
Are gangsters, so
That's true.
We cannot tell you the
secret recipe.
See?
I don't want anybody coming after me.
Rochester, see?
Well, I guess it's been a few weeks since you've been here, and Arkansas hasn't won a game since you were here last, so hopefully we can break the streak this week.
Well, if they win this time, then we must be good luck, right?
No doubt. I think you should deliver a whole bunch of these hot dogs up to Coach Bielema. I'm sure he would appreciate
you go.
He needs something to brighten his day. It's been a rough run here lately, so... All right, well, let's get into this. We have some picks, and we'll talk more about what's going on at the Blind Pig. Bill, by the way, has not picked in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Not one pick has he sent in.
I've been busy.
He's still very much in contention, because I'm averaging exactly one win over the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not good.
Nope. Not at all.
Not good.
It's been bad.
Games between powerhouses or showdowns between also-rans.
Stay in there on that football field. When that man comes at you, don't run away from him. Hit him!
Contests that are mismatches or those that are too close to call.
Great football is about great football. If you have great football, players playing great football, that's the best kind of football to play.
We pick them all.
I felt that one way up here.
The ball is loose.
The Zone's Picks of the Week are brought to you by the Blind Pig in Little Rock.
No one, and I mean no one, comes into our house and pushes us around.
We do it big at the Blind Pig, with live music and TVs everywhere. It's one of the most unique bar and grills around. Come check out the sights, sounds, and history of the 1920s.
Life's this game of inches. So is football.
They're bigger, faster, stronger, more experienced. And on paper, they're just better. And they know it, too. But I want to tell you something that they don't know.
The Blind Pig, next door to NYPD Pizza on Highway 10 across from the ranch.
Every week, he's always on there. He's good. David Basil's favorite movie ever. Marshall.
Marshall? We are Marshall?
Yeah. He didn't like the way it ended. Now I gotta cut
loose. Plane crash?
No. I think that was the beginning of the movie, actually. I never did see it.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the movie.
I saw the clip on McConaughey doing the little speech to the team, and I'm like, I'm not watching that. Okay, I will talk about Bad Grandpa before we get out of here, too. Matt is encouraging me to give you my review.
Well, you've been teasing us all week, you.
Oh, buddy. Are we still talking about Bad Grandpa? All right, our blind pig picks of the week. And I've had some of these already sent in by the other guys who cannot make it in today.
Correct. Mobile, make we, a run. Yes.
We have
zone.
A game tonight.
My zone over here.
Feel free to weigh in because I have no idea. I have absolutely clueless. Oregon State hosting Ed Orgeron and the USC Trojans tonight. The Oregon State Beavers are a 5-point favorite.
Coming up from Rochester.
If they were playing this game, if they were playing this game in LA, I would still pick Oregon State. So I'm definitely picking Oregon State.
Name the coach of Oregon State Beavers.
Mike Riley.
You're correct.
What do I win?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Some dogs coming in from Rochester. I'll see if I can't peel you off a couple.
OSU?
Yeah, give me Oregon State all day long.
Does anybody want to take Ed Orgeron?
No, okay, I'll take good. Oregon State.
Friday night and where is this? Corvallis?
Yes.
Yeah, Friday night.
Scenic and beautiful. Arkansas State on the road this weekend. South Alabama hosting, and the South Alabama, whatever they are.
I'm at a loss for mascot.
They are a 3.5-point favorite. 3.5-point favorite. South Alabama. Jaguars is what they are. Yes. South Alabama's at home. They are hosting ASU. I am going to take ASU on the road this week.
Is that a emotional pick on your part?
Well, they have a few extra days to prepare. I don't think much of South Alabama. In fact, I don't know that their coach will survive past this season. Not
really?
Like on Earth, but in that current job.
A battle of 3 and 4 teams.
Yeah.
Ooh. South Alabama.
Okay.
Pains me to make that pick, South Alabama.
Florida, Georgia, largest outdoor infirmary this weekend. I say Georgia gets healthier quicker, and Georgia wins. I think this will be a horrible game, though.
Yeah. Where are they playing that game, in Georgia?
That's a Jacksonville game. They play that neutral site every year between those two. Thoughts?
I'll take Florida.
You do? Mm-hmm. Have you seen their offense? They've set offense back 45 years. It's almost bad. It's almost
they didn't do that against us.
It's almost bad enough to be confused with Arkansas's offense at this point.
Okay.
Okay, not quite. Not quite.
Yeah, give me the dogs. Lindsey Scott. Hey, the dogs coming in from Rochester.
Shelly likes the Gators for some reason.
Yes.
I think the dogs are going to pull it out.
Dogs from Rochester.
This is a game between Michigan State and that other team.
Battle for the Paul Bunyan axe.
Right. Little known trivia.
Hello.
What,
doing you proud, Pigskin.
What do you like? This game is being played in... Not West Lansing.
No.
Which we all prefer. East Lansing.
Across the tracks in East Lansing.
Yeah, wrong side of the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I like Michigan State because I hate Michigan right now.
You know what? I've always been a big fan of Mike D'Antoni, but I like the Wolverines.
You do?
To get this one done. Wolverine!
You know, the only game that the quarterback for Michigan has played especially well in was the Notre Dame game, which was a much hyped game.
Mm-hmm,
it's a big game.
Mm-hmm. Big game.
And he played very well.
Right.
So this is a much hyped game.
But it's not really that big a game, is it?
Nah.
Other than the Paul Bunyan axe, which isn't even an axe anymore. They just give you a trophy. It's the Paul Bunyan holding up.
Lame.
I think it's the Paul Bunyan axe. I think I'm right when I say that.
It's not the old wooden bucket,
but you know
is
what?
It?
I was wrong. That's the old oaken bucket.
Was
and
that
that's Indiana.
Wisconsin
and it's Indiana, I think, is involved in
that. I don't
even
know.
The oaken bucket.
We should do a trophy show sometime.
Well, we should. You know, we can't. I can't.
What's
really
the blind pig pick? Which you going, Ann Arbor or East Lansing?
No, I'm going to go State. Michigan
Spartans.
State. Yep.
Say it like Spartans. In New York, Spartans.
Spartans.
That's good.
I'll take the Spartans.
Are you okay this week?
That's
I mean,
fine.
You got to be hating it that Boston won the World Series again. That's got to make you sick to your stomach.
Yes.
Okay.
That made me sick.
We'll just leave it at that. Well, that's good. You got a lot of Cardinal fans who want to come in and commiserate with you. Oklahoma State does not have a practice facility for basketball, but they are on the road this week in football against Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Raiders guns down last week against the Sooners, looking to rebound, and I say they do just that with a big win this week.
Give me the Jeff Gundy, and they're bringing in.
What about Mike?
Or him? Right.
One of the Gundys.
I like Oklahoma State.
Okay.
Seriously, I think finally it's the Texas Tech's. Back to reality now.
This meat sauce is clowny.
Oklahoma State was the preseason. Tell me why Oklahoma State fell out of favor so quickly. Preseason pick to win the Big 12. And now suddenly, you know, they're a road dog against Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's all about dogs this week.
Yeah, coming in from Rochester.
I want to ensconce myself in this dog over here.
Oh, hey.
What fantastic. Okay.
What is that? You just marked someone off the list.
Yeah, you're dead. Dead to me. Mike Gundy. Bob Gundy.
Yeah. Gustav Gundy.
Yes.
Their great-grandfather.
The green guy on the cartoon, Gundy.
Yes.
What's
Gundy,
Oklahoma
baby.
State.
Do you like
Oklahoma
State?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Oklahoma State.
And last but not
State.
Least, Auburn traveling to Arkansas this weekend. Arkansas, the line is down to 8 points. I have been working all week. I think Arkansas owns the intangibles. Intangibles have yet to score a touchdown.
Right.
I cannot pick Arkansas this week, as much as it pains me to pick Auburn. I will pick the Tigers.
I'm going to take Arkansas in a blowout this week.
Really?
Yeah.
How late were you up last night?
He was up very late.
I'm going to pick Arkansas by 8 points.
I just want to point out that if you go to the Blind Pig right now, the bar might be empty. Sean Frank at all. He does have a Razorback hat on, though, so perhaps it's affecting his picking. William, it's all up to you. What do you say?
No, give me the Hawks.
You do?
I like the Hawks. Let me tell you one. I like the Hawks. They get a week off. Needed it. Desperately needed it. The team's going to go one of two directions. And Brett Bielema's personality is not a give-up guy. He's not – I mean, he's got a lot of pride.
Nobody could give us another week off before we can play this game?
I think we could take a month off. Okay. But I think really we're done now. We're where we need to be. I think we win. It's a bit of a shocker, but not –
What's going on? I guess we could come over there and watch the USC game tonight or whatever we want to watch through the weekend.
Yeah.
Yep.
Open for business.
Open for business.
Are you guys at 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock today.
Okay.
11 o'clock
and
tomorrow.
NYPD next door is open as we speak.
That's right. Yes. 11.
And I bet when you come over, you're going to get another one of those hot dogs, aren't you?
You know, I'll probably mix it up. I might just try to get a bowl of that meat sauce, though, because it's pretty outstanding. I got to be honest. It's quite fantastic.
It's from Rochester.
That's a unique flavor in there.
It's something.
It's quite good.
And tonight, we have Karen Mason, Karen Jr., as she goes by, singing tonight and tomorrow night, actually.
Okay.
She has an alias?
Yeah.
That's because the cops are looking for her, see?
Yeah. See? Yeah. Hey, they call me Junior, see? We just like that name.
And they're from Rochester.
And from Rochester.
Of course they are. Of course they are.
You take these cars and you start spending Rochester.
And, of course, all through the weekend, if you want to get over there and eat, drink, be merry, and watch games, it's a good place to be for sure.
Definitely.